Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care isn't just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And our next story might be a little disturbing to some listeners, so just a little advisory there. Authorities in Genesee County have filed multiple animal cruelty charges against a Flint Township couple after investigators say they uncovered one of the most disturbing hoarding cases the prosecutor has ever seen. Prosecutors announced charges against 65-year-old Kim Mitchell Shires and 61-year-old Brenda Marie Shires following a February investigation at their home on Elms Road in Flint Township. Each faces three charges, including abandoning or abusing more than 25 animals, killing or torturing animals, and failing to properly dispose of dead animals. Police say the case began after a neighbor reported concerns on February 11th. When officers entered the home, they discovered dozens of animals living inside in extreme filth. Investigators counted 69 live animals in the house and 27 more found dead, some reportedly left in trash bags near the front door. Officers described the scene as chaotic, with constant barking and overwhelming odors from urine and feces filling the home. Surviving animals were taken to the Genesee County Animal Shelter for treatment. Authorities say the animals ranged from very young puppies to elderly dogs, many showing signs of injury. One dog was euthanized after veterinarians discovered several infection and parasites that caused massive fluid buildup. Genesee County Prosecutor David Layton called the case the worst example in animal hoarding he has ever encountered in his career. The couple has not yet been arrested. Investigators say they were not home when the investigation began, and their current whereabouts are unknown. And in St. Clair County, authorities say a large number of animals were removed from a property in Clyde Township during an ongoing animal welfare investigation. According to St. Clair County Animal Control, officers working alongside the Sheriff's Department recovered more than 100 living animals, including ducks, chickens, and goats, along with nearly 100 animals found deceased at the location. Animal control officers said the investigations began after concerns reported about conditions on the property. Interim Director Rachel Walsh noted that under Michigan law, livestock owners must provide animals with sufficient food, clean drinking water, sanitary living conditions, and access to shelter or natural protection from the elements. Walsh said the agency has seen a growing number of situations where people start small or hobby farms without fully understanding the resources, time, and knowledge required to properly care for livestock. She emphasized that raising animals requires constant access to feed, water, and proper shelter, as well as ongoing oversight. The property owner voluntarily surrendered the animals involved in the case. Authorities say the investigation remains active and the immediate focus is ensuring the surviving animals receive veterinary evaluations and appropriate care. When we come back after the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with more local news.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple, providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilecmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilec Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Carty, and continuing with our local news, on March 5th, 2026, recall petition language was filed in the Tuscola County Clerk's Office for office holder Caro City Mayor Karen Snyder. The recall sponsor is Shane Polega. The Tuscola County Election Commission will meet on Wednesday, March 18th at 8 a.m. to conduct the clarity factual hearing regarding the proposed language. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net, as with your weather and obituaries. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.